headlines this hour. The Organization of the Islamic Conference condemns the Israeli soldiers' entry into Al-Aqsa Mosque. Iran's leader advises the International Atomic Energy Agency against giving in to US pressures. And in Turkey, tens of thousands take to the streets to support the crackdown on coup plotters.
Those were the top stories of 2100 hours GMT. It's 12:30 where we are. That's in Tehran. This is Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. The head of the Organization of the Islamic Conference has condemned the invasion of Israeli forces into the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Ekmeleddin Ehsanoglu says the intrusion is illegal. He says any damage to the Al-Aqsa Mosque and other holy places will have serious consequences with unpredictable danger to international peace and security. At least 16 Palestinians have been wounded in clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians at Al-Aqsa Mosque. This came after Israeli groups threatened to pray in the mosque during the Jewish holiday of Purim. Our correspondent has the details.
Tension increased in the old city of Jerusalem Al-Quds on Sunday morning when an Israeli group threatened to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and pray during the Jewish holiday of Purim. Palestinian sources say over 200 Arabs gathered inside the mosque to stop any attempt to enter it. The city turned into a military zone when Israeli police set up checkpoints in all alleys leading to the compound, and the gates were later shut. Few clashes took place between the angry Palestinians and the Israeli policemen.
There have been some clashes here and a few incidents of arrests, but people managed to stand against the Israeli threats.
And outside the city, the heavy police presence was also obvious. Dozens of Israel's army and police tightened security around and restricted entrance to the old city. Even school children could not reach their schools.
They only allow freedom of movement to Jewish residents. We are stopped, checked and banned from going anywhere near the old city.
Palestinian officials have accused Israel of provocations, but Israeli sources said that the situation took turn for the worse when Palestinians hurled lumps of masonry on tourists coming to visit the compound. East Jerusalem Al-Quds has been relatively calm in the past few months, but Palestinians say that they will stay alert to any attempt, according to them, by Jewish extremists to try to enter their compound that is housing the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.
Israeli soldiers have clashed with Palestinian residents in the West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. The violence was triggered by Israel's decision to include sites that are holy to both Muslims and Jews in a heritage plan. The sites include the Ibrahimi Mosque, also known as the Tomb of Patriarchs in Hebron, and the Bilal bin Rabah Mosque, also known as Rachel's Tomb in Bethlehem. Palestinian politicians have criticized the plan, describing it as another obstacle in the resumption of peace talks. Hebron is home to about 150,000 Palestinians. It's been under Israeli occupation since 1967.
Well, now, the Hamas official who was assassinated in a Dubai hotel last month was drugged and then suffocated to death. Dubai's police say the assassins first injected Mahmoud al-Mabhou with a muscle relaxant, which causes sedation, before suffocating him. They say the assassins used this method to make his death seem more natural. Toxicology test results revealed substantial amounts of the drug in the victim's body. Mahmoud al-Mabhou was found dead in his hotel room in Dubai on January 20th. Israel's intelligence service Mossad has been accused of carrying out the assassination.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says a free referendum will prove that people in Europe and America are against Zionism.
The people of Europe and the U.S. are also opposed to the Zionists, and they want an end to the treacherous life of the thought of Zionism. If Western European and also U.S. governments are dubious about this fact, a free referendum to be held under international supervision and they can see the opinion of their people regarding the Zionists and the fabricated regime of the Zionist regime.
Ahmadinejad made the comments during an international conference in Tehran titled Islamic Solidarity for the Future of Palestine. Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani also addressed the gathering earlier. He said the U.S. is pursuing the policy of aggression in the Middle East under the guise of seeking peace. Larijani cited Washington's full support for Tel Aviv's atrocities against Palestinians as evident aggression. The leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Ramadan Abdallah, said peace process is a cover for continued Israeli occupation. He warned against any new Israeli war in the region and said a new war will change the face of the world.
Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has criticized the UN nuclear watchdog for what he calls the lack of independence. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the criticism in Tehran in a meeting with Iranian ambassadors to foreign countries. He said the IAEA should not give in to pressure from the US and other states. The leader added the IAEA and the UN will lose credibility if they do not act independently when it comes to Iran's nuclear program. Ayatollah Khamenei rejected the allegations that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons. He underscored that all Iran wants is peaceful nuclear technology. The leader also referred to the growing public support for the Islamic Revolution and said Iran will never bow to hegemonic powers.
کشورهای قدرتمند دنیا دست به یکی کنند علیه یک کشوری این همه دروغ این همه جنجال این همه فشار آخرش هم نتوانند کاری بکنند این خیلی نشان دهنده یک استحکام عظیم بنیان هاست نشان دهنده قوت بنیه نظام جمهوری اسلامی است.
In Turkey now, thousands of people have staged a rally in support of the government crackdown on alleged coup conspirators. The rally comes amid rising tension between the ruling Justice and Development Party and the military. Last week, authorities detained 50 officers in connection with an alleged 2003 plot to unseat the government. The military has denied the allegations. Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has announced that his party plans to revise the constitution before the end of March. Turkey's current constitution was drawn up in the wake of a 1980 coup d'etat and has been widely contested. Since 1960, the military has overthrown three governments in outright coups and forced a fourth from power. Some analysts believe the ruling Justice and Development Party is unlikely to manage to change the constitution as it lacks the required majority.
The need for a new constitution is almost an issue of consensus in Turkey. From all sectors of the society and all of the parties from all the political spectrum are aware of the need for a new constitution because it was drawn up during the military coup of 1980. It's very undemocratic. So the issue is always on the table. But the problem is the ruling Justice and Development Party lacks the majority to change the constitution, and it's going to be very difficult to reach the aim. What it wants to change is that it wants to get rid of all the anti-democratic characteristics of the constitution, and among them it's also the rights of the workers for their syndical rights and the place of the judiciary, the place of the military, etc., etc. But then this is going to be very ideological, since some of the opposition will be objecting to the certain changes by arguing that the prime minister is trying to change the constitution in order to place its own people to those strategic places.
Now, Spain says it has hunted down the leader of the armed Basque separatist group ETA in northern France. Two other senior rebels were also arrested. The government says the ETA leader was wanted for trying to kill the Spanish king in 1997. He's the fifth top rebel to be arrested since 2008. Madrid blames the Basque group for the death of more than 800 people. ETA was founded more than five decades ago with the goal of gaining independence. The European Union considers the group as a terrorist organization.
It's 40 minutes into midnight in Tehran, and a reminder of this hour's top stories for you. The organization of the Islamic Conference condemns the Israeli soldiers' entry into Al-Aqsa Mosque. Iran's leader advises the International Atomic Energy Agency against giving in to U.S. pressures. And in Turkey, tens of thousands take to the streets to support the crackdown on coup plotters.